says, Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. That line reminds me of one of our favorite prayers that we say this time of year, often in place of the psalm. It's something called the Magnificat. And that's the familiar prayer in which Mary says, my soul magnifies the Lord. Now, I always wondered about that word magnifies, because God is God. And I wonder, what can one human self, what can one human soul do to make God bigger? It almost sounded blasphemous to me to hear that word magnifies. A theologian named John Piper explored the word magnify in association with the word glorify. Piper says that there are two senses of the word magnify. You can take something very small, like a dust mite, and you can blow it up into such a size that makes it seem huge and almost frightful. It's using a microscope, for example, to magnify something as small as a piece of dust into something frightful. Or there's another way to magnify. We can take something huge but distant and bring it near, as we do with a telescope. In the second sense of the word magnify, our souls are meant to magnify and glorify God. In this world, even among the religious, and I sometimes say especially among the religious, we have way too many microscopes and far too few telescopes. Many religious people, including most of us, act more like microscopes than telescopes. We talk about the wrath of God, and we magnify those words about God's wrath like microscopes into something frightening. Instead of working as a telescope and inviting the presence of God through compassion and tenderness and service to draw near to the lives of those around us. How do we fight that instinct to blow the unimportant out of proportion while neglecting the real immensity and transcendence of God? We remember to focus not on religion, but on God. We have to practice and remember that we are not here to spout dogma, but we are here to be present to other human beings, to be the Christ to the other. We are here to bring God near into human experience by loving one another, to act as telescopes, not as microscopes. Now, why are we continually tempted, especially in the institutional church, to magnify like microscopes and try to scare people with God? Like the shepherds in the field, when the glory of the Lord shines around us, we are terrified. We're scared because if we have everyone treated equally, we might lose our own status. We might face unwanted change. We might have a sudden realization that our priorities have been flawed. We might even have the fear of that we are not good enough to bear the presence of Christ to the world. Now Mary, this woman who declares, my soul magnifies the Lord, came from very humble origins. If she can bear the presence of God to the human world, so can we. God is about to be human in this world. That's what we're celebrating tonight. Who will bear the Christ child to the world? Will we allow our hearts and souls to be magnified rather than narrowed by dogma to make room for this child to grow? The book of Hebrews says of us that through Christ we have been sanctified. Our lives become sanctified when we practice putting God first, when we love first, and stop worrying about correcting others' thinking. We glorify God and magnify God in a way that makes human hearts bigger, not smaller. Inspired by the love of God, we have confidence and we have the grace to love other people without regard to what they can do to us or what they can do for us. When we invite God in fully, when we forego the dogmatic in favor of the loving, our souls magnify the Lord. As we are increasingly formed in the image of Christ, we stop focusing on divisions and judgmentalism and start bringing the immensity and the mercy and grace of God near, like telescopes. Our lives glorify the Lord when we leave the judgment to God and love and care for those around us. When we become telescopes in that way, others see God draw near. This story that we celebrate tonight, the story that the Creator of the universe chooses to be with us in our triumph and suffering, in our joys and celebrations, this God must be glorified. This God who chooses to be with us in our weeping, in our crying, in our mourning, in our griefs and all our joys, in our life and in our death, this story, this God, deserves to be magnified and glorified. When we love one another, people forget about all the divisions that we have regarding dogma, and they understand the immensity of the word Emmanuel, which means God. In that moment, we all share the power of knowing that God is with us, not just tonight, but every night of the year. If I can find the courage, like Mary, to ask God in by loving, by forgiving, by standing with other people, the Lord magnifies my soul. And when God's grace teaches me to love, my soul does.